Good afternoon. This week is Parshas Nitzavim, and of course is the days of preparing and trying to ready ourselves for the Yom HaDin for Rosh Hashanah. So again, I guess with a looking at the beginning of the Parsha, the Parshas begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Everybody is standing here today, and Rashi right away points out, why is it that there's a juxtaposition between the Parsha of Netzavim and the Klolos, the curses of the Tochacha that we read in last week's Parsha? And Rashi explains, that the Bnei Yisrael heard 100 Klolos minus 2, 98, and besides the other 49 that are mentioned in Vayikra and Bechukosai, Horiku Pneyem, and their face was let down. V'amru, and they said, Miyucho Lamod Be'elu, who could possibly survive this? Hischa Moshe Lefaisim. So Moshe Rabbeinu tried to appease him. Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you're still standing here. Harbe Hichastem Lamokum, V'lo'otso Yitzchem Kloya. Variatem kayom lefanav. Listen, you've made mistakes already. You know that you've made errors along the way. So why? So you have nothing to be depressed about. You're still here right now, even though you've made mistakes. So don't be nervous. It seems to be very strange. What kind of pious? What kind of appeasement is this for Moshe is offering Bnei Yisrael? To calm them down, that it's not going to happen for you, that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might get upset, but don't worry, it's not going to be so bad. So what was the purpose of the extent of the Tochacha, of listing off all of the punishments that would happen, listing off all the curses that would happen? Why bother if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say, you know what, don't worry about it, it's really not such a big deal, nothing's really going to happen? What exactly is going on? It seems to be very, very strange. Rav Sternbach in his Sefer on Chumash suggests that as follows. He says, Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, Huftach mipi agvor, they have a havtacha, they have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not going to wipe them out entirely. Am HaNetzach, we are the eternal people. And no matter what sorrows, no matter what difficulties, no matter what circumstances come our way, no matter what our enemies do to us, want to do to us, or try to do to us, there is going to be no way that they are going to wipe out Am Yisrael. And everybody as individuals is required to keep Hashem's Torah and to keep all of the mitzvot and to make sure that they're not going to end up on the bracha side and not the klolos side. But that's the difference between the two. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them as a nation, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kochem, you're still standing as a nation. You've been through so much. Don't worry, Am Yisrael are going to survive. That's the only pious. That's the only, you know, appeasement that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving to Am Yisrael. He's not saying that the klolos are not going to come true. He's saying there's a difference between the individual and between the tzibur. And that no matter what happens, Am Yisrael are always going to survive. Certainly something that's worth thinking about in today's climate, our enemies threatening us, our people who are not supposed to be our enemies seem to be helping the process along. And ultimately, everything is going to depend on the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and there's no way for us to determine what that plan is. The one Havtacha that we do have is Am Yisrael is not going anywhere, as much as they claim, and they'll want to say that Am Yisrael is going to be wiped off the globe or whatever else, Rachman Latzlan. None of that's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going Atem Nitzavim. As a nation, we're always going to be there. We're still responsible, and that's the continuation of the Pesukim. La'avrecha, in the singular, we pass you b'vris Hashem Elokecha v'alaso, as individuals. And when we put through as individuals and we accept arvus, so then we become one. Then we become Kol Yisrael or even Zelazeh. It changes the nature of Am Yisrael. But there's still going to be a difference between the individual and between the nation as a whole. And that perhaps connects to the pasuk that comes later, Hanistaros, the things that are hidden, LaShem Elokeinu, those are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Niglos, Lanu Elvoneinu Adolam, that which is revealed is for us. And what exactly that pasuk is referring to is not 100% clear, but that those that explain the pasuk is referring to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us in this world, that there's only so much that we can understand, and that the real way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running things is Nistaros. It's Nistaros only for Hashem, that Nistaros Hashem Elokeinu. The hidden ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of why things happen in the world, how it's part of the bigger plan, those things are hidden. There's no way that we can know, and then Jewish history, unfortunately, has so much of the tragedy, and somehow it's part of a plan, somehow it's part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Well, we can only worry about v'haniglos, lanu l'vayarlom. What do we have to do? We have to do the Torah and the mitzvot. We have to do our part. We have to prepare for the Yom HaDin. We have to do the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us are what it is that we're required to do. They're required to prepare ourselves with. And ultimately, we have to have the emunah. We have to have the confidence that ha'nisaros Hashem Elokeinu, that everything else that's left is for the hidden things, and behind everything is the plan, and is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah also says, As we Rosh Hashanah is approaching, there's the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph that according to the Rabbanan, the reason that we do not use the shofar of a para, of a cow, for the tekiyos and Rosh Hashanah is because we have a principle of ein kategor na'aseh saneger, that the prosecutor cannot serve as the defendant. The shofar evokes the imagery of the golden calf if it's that of a para, and it's inappropriate to almost be flaunting that sin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're trying to beseech him for mercy. The Beis Halevi in Adrasha expands this idea a little bit, and he suggests that in the realm of tefillah, we also have a rule of ein kategor na'aseh saneger. And with so much time in shul and so much time in tefillah in front of us, it's perhaps important to focus on this at least a little bit. We can also have the rule of ein kategor na'aseh saneger, and he explains that the Mishnah in Brachos says that when we daven, we're supposed to face ourselves to be mechavin libo to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Because our tefillos go up via the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or at least the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which retains its kedusha even when it's in a state of destruction like it is nowadays. How is it possible, says the Beis HaLevi, for a tefillah that comes out of the same mouth that has spoken inappropriately, spoken Lashon Hara and Nevel Peh, to be allowed into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's what Beis HaLevi says. How powerful, essential, our speech. The Gra wrote in a letter to his family that the most powerful factor in determining a person's Olam Haba, this is the Gra talking, the most powerful factor in determining a person's Olam Haba is proper speech. The Zohar writes on the Pasuk, Apish Naim Edim Yokum Davar, right? The Pasuk is telling us about Edus, about testimony, that you need two Edim in order for something to stand, that the Satan has a problem because when he wants to prosecute a Jew, he's only a single witness. So in order to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen, he needs another witness. So what does he do? So let's the mashal, the Satan is trying to prosecute Reuven for sinas chinam and creating machlokas, but he has a problem because he's only one witness. So the Satan travels around and eventually ends up at somebody's at Binyamin Shabbos table, and he suddenly perks up and hears Binyamin tells his wife, "I can't believe you missed shul this morning. Do you know what happened? Someone sat down, Reuven, see, when he came back, he tapped him on his shoulder, and when he looked at him, he punched him out. And then, you know, in all that brawl, bench clearing brawl broke out." So the Satan can now run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, "Look, I have a second witness to what Reuven did. It's not just me, but Binyamin. I heard Binyamin talk about it. Binyamin can testify that Reuven causes machlokas, guilty of sin aschinam." And that's Alpi Shnayim Edim Yakum Davar. The one who spoke Lashon Hara has actually served as the prosecutor for his fellow Jew. And the Zohar doesn't stop it. The Zohar says, the Satan says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Since Binyamin prosecuted his friend, can we now, Mida Kenegin Mida, look at him? Maybe we should look at how Binyamin is." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it. That's the power of Lashon Hara. So as we approach the Yemei HaDin, this idea of the Inka Tegor Nasa Senegor, making sure that our mouth, the mouth which we're going to use to daven, to pray, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the year ahead should be one that's filled with bracha and only good things, it has to be a mouth which we prepare for such. It has to be a mouth which is purified, a mouth which is tahar, which speaks properly, which tries to bring people together, which tries to have chesed, and good things emerging, and that's the way in which we're going to be able to have hopefully the most powerful tefillos that we can have. Just one thought about the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. We say in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Neroa, Meloch al kol holom kulo bechvodecho, Yidav Nakadosh Baruch Hu, his reign should go throughout the entire land. And it's interesting, it seems a little bit redundant. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo. What's kol ha'olam kulo? The entire of the world, the whole thing. Meloch al kol ha'olam. Or Meloch al ha'olam kulo. Why do you need both? The Taz is a beautiful fort. He says that we know that in halacha we have a concept of rubo kekulo, that a majority is like the entire thing. So if we only daven Meloch al kol ha'olam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the king over the entire world. So he would have said, oh, all we mean is rov, all we mean is a majority. So rubo kekulo will be enough. So we say, no, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo. No rubo kekulos. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus to extend everywhere. And Be'ezus Hashem, when that happens, when we will merit seeing the day of Meloch al olam kulo bechvodo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus should be clear to everybody, all the evil and those who speak against HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be uprooted from the world, and Zoche, one and all, for Ksiva v'chasima tova.